Blog Talk Radio.
And thanks for tuning into the Friday morning edition of this, the $12 Radio Show. It's May, Friday, I told you that already, Friday, May the 26th of 2016, episode number 129. I can now say it officially, the daytime version of the show, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, is winding down. It's true. We're here, by the way, coming to you live from the northwest corner of City Park here in Fort Collins. It's just a stone's throw from the mountain. It's not too far from Old Town here in the Choice City. Fort Collins, about an hour north up the I-25 corridor from Denver, the home of the CSU Rams, Choice City. Giving you the whole grand tour here of Fort Collins, but home to microbrews aplenty. We are the home to Mecca. We have Budweiser in our backyard, so we have beer running through our bloodstream. So Fort Collins has slowly but surely found a place in my heart. But I wanted it to be the first thing out of my mouth here to start the show here that the daytime show is wrapping things up here on June 7th. There's no sound effects in the background. There's no "aww." It's just a matter of common sense, economics, and a combination of that along with a new game plan. The common sense and the economics part is the fact that you pay a subscription fee to do a podcast through the I guess they call it the platform site. That's what Blog Talk Radio is, and the end of my subscription comes up on the 8th. So the last daily show here of the $12 show will come up on June the 7th. But A little bit of thinking, a little bit of reprioritizing, some crunching of some numbers and some facts and some figures, and the show will be back as a regular weekly show beginning on June the 12th, Sunday, June the 12th. Not exactly sure of the show time, but same as before, except a little bit bigger and a little bit better. Instead of being a half hour five times a week each day, it will be about an hour or so, and expanding towards what I think the show is supposed to be all along. Playing some comedy clips, talking to more comics. Sunday's a better day, I think, with most comics not necessarily being morning people. And you can't. I thought about doing a nighttime show, but you can't get a hold of comics that are working with a nighttime show because they're performing. See, you can't get these things past me here. So anyway, daytime show wraps up June 7th. Nighttime show wraps up June 12th. Most exciting part for me about that is not only getting a chance to talk to comics. We'll take all the stuff that we do here already, but we'll talk to comics, but we'll also get a chance to play. I finally figured out how to do it through Amazon and iTunes. We'll play a weekly comedy feature, stand-up comedy clip from, you know, whether it be a George Carlin or a Bill Hicks or you know, an Ellen DeGeneres or an Amy Schumer or whoever it may be. So that's where the show is at right now. That's where the show is going. Actually, right now it's going in the direction of 10:07 here on a Friday morning, Mountain Standard Time. No guest in the studio. Not sure how many people out there even are aware, because I've been on again, off again. But it's good to be here. If you are listening out there live, I always give the phone number. We don't generate a lot of live calls here. But the phone number to reach the studio, as always, 646-564-9650. So that I feel like, well, that's a weight off my shoulder. it's not that ominous. I just wanted you to know what was going on. It is a beautiful day here in Northern Colorado. I hope it's that way near you, wherever you may be. Checking out the weather window here at Ramblewood, and the dog park has got some serious traffic out there. Getting ready, getting close to the Memorial Day weekend. I don't have big plans. I hope that you do, and that you're safe and all that good stuff. That you don't drive like a crazy person. Because there's enough of those out there. I don't drive. So I seem to be more aware of just how crazy people are when I am in the car. Because I don't have any, you know, I don't have any control in the situation. And it's not just the people that are on the road in traffic. A lot of times it's people that are behind the wheel driving while I'm riding. It's a very, very humbling thing to give up control of the wheel. I won't say never. I shouldn't say that. I won't say never. My vision has been kind of the status has been undecided. There might be the day where I could do some limited driving. Yeah, that's what you want to hear. That makes you feel safe, doesn't it? Hey, honey. Honey, a half-blind guy in Colorado might get his license back. Oh, that sounds good. No highway, no night driving, just crazy guy driving around town, doing about 30 miles an hour, driving like I'm in my 90s. So I'll be driving about 15. Every zone for me will be a school zone. Okay? Couple of people we want to say hi to here. We won't embarrass anybody, but we will mention their first names. We want to say thanks to Kiana and to Tim and to Thora. And right off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody else. And to Anthony and to Ken and a few other people that listen to the show on a regular basis. Well, it's good. It is good to be here today. I was not on the air yesterday. So I was here Monday and Tuesday, out yesterday. No reason in giving you every detail, just explaining that I'm trying to find my bearings here. Yesterday was just I give you the highlight part of the day. We went and saw a friend and I. We went and saw Captain America. And for those of you who have gone to see Captain America: Civil War, I give you this movie going tip. For a movie with that much budget, for a movie with that much special effects and that much firepower. It's shooting to be a more intelligent superhero movie, but one, it's really not. And two, it's not really a Captain America movie so much as it is just an Avengers movie, because it's Captain America on the title. Every single DC superhero, every other Avenger is in the film. And sadly to say, he might be a great actor. I can't see how he could be. He seems to be a blank slate to me. But the guy, I can't think of his name right now. The guy that plays Steve Rogers, I think it's Chris Evans. The character of Captain America may be the least interesting. He is the least interesting of all the superheroes, and he seems to have the least depth of any of the characters. Anytime anybody else is on screen, not bad, you know, pretty entertaining. Anytime Robert Downey Jr. is up there, pretty good, always entertaining. Biggest problem with the film, it's about a half hour too long, and as near as I can tell, and I was awake the whole time. I wasn't taking a nap during the film. There was really not much of a villain. They spent most of the time arguing and fighting and battling amongst themselves, which isn't really what I kind of signed on for at the box office when I'd purchased my ticket. But let's see here. It's 10. What have we got here? 10:12. 12 minutes after 10 o'clock here, Friday morning, taking a peek at baseball. Don't know why we do this anymore or why I do this anymore. Supposed to be a Fort Collins-based show that you listen to, and not really a little bit about everything, not much about anything, but because we're here in Colorado, when I look at sports, it's at the Colorado teams. And I tell you, the Rockies – they get nice little win streaks, and then they hit the skids, and they go through nice losing streaks. And right now they're in the midst of a nice losing streak. It's apparently who the better team is when they went to Boston. Man, they got slapped around again for the second night in a row. Last night they lost 10-3. They play, and they're still on the road at Fenway in Boston. They're going to be there. Last night they were there. Tonight they're there. And then on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Memorial Day weekend, they'll be back at Coors Field playing the San Francisco Giants. Monday, Memorial Day, Tuesday next week, and Wednesday next week, they'll be playing the Cincinnati Reds. In the world of the NBA, he says, with a spring in his voice, in the East, Game 5 of the NBA Championships, Cleveland got beat by Toronto. Other way around, Cleveland beat Toronto by a score of 116-78. And in the West tonight, Game 5 with Oklahoma City and Golden State. In the NHL, in the West, Game 6 last night was San Jose. The San Jose Sharks beat the St. Louis Blues by a score of 5-2. And tonight in the East, it's Game 7 with Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh in the decisive Game 7. So hopefully you've either got your team still in there, or at the very least, you've got a team that you can root for, or that is fun to watch. For me in the NBA, it's Oklahoma City, in the NBA, and in the NHL, it's Pittsburgh, because I love the mascot for Pittsburgh, the Penguins. They play at the Igloo, so it's just way too cute, all the way all the way around. Let me go ahead and make sure I've got everything together. Let's go ahead and take, as we do from time to time, just a brief musical break here. And when I say brief, I'm looking for something really brief. Actually, this is probably the perfect title, perfect idea for a song. As I say, I'll be right back. It's called Hold On, I'm Coming. It's been played before on the show many times. Hold On, I'm Coming from Sam and Dave. My name is David Bublitz, and this is the Thursday, if I said that wrong before, Thursday morning edition of this, the $12 radio show. We'll be right back. I'm coming. Sam and Dave, Dave Bublitz with you here on the Thursday morning edition. I'm sorry if I said Friday at the top of the show. I'm not even sure if I did, but it's the Thursday morning edition of the $12 radio show. Thanks for tuning in. It's 10:18. Also in the news, I really haven't followed the news here the last couple of days. I got to tell you the truth. From the medical misadventure that I had last week, which details I won't go into again, but really hit a wall last week, doing a lot better. Leading up to that, I hadn't slept in days, and really almost 2 weeks that I hadn't slept. So the last week or so, I've just been not tired, exhausted, just tired. It's always kind of tired. It's nice sleeping again, though. If you do not sleep, you will die. That's what the doctor told me. So it's good to sleep. But so anyway, I've not really paid a lot of attention to anything in the news. TV-wise, I was glad to see that Wayward Pines is back. It was on last night. I'm going to catch it on demand here sometime the next couple of days. But it should be interesting to see. They did a whole big mind job down, a mind fuck at the end of the show, pardon me, but they really did. It was, you know, nice creepy B movie type vibe to it. And then they threw everything up in the air and nothing made sense at the end of the show last year, because it was only supposed to be the one season, but they had big enough ratings that, okay, there was a series of books for them to base more, to draw from. For future seasons, but it should be interesting to see what they do with season two. Gotham wrapped up a couple of nights ago for the season. Nice to see them wrap up in good form. A couple of surprises in there if you haven't seen it. If you are like me, you catch your stuff later on demand. Very entertaining. Won't spoil any of the details for you on that. And then as far as news goes, I've no idea what Donald Trump has to gain by this. It sounds entertaining to me, anyway. But Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are going to have a debate. I guess it started out from the idea that Trump wanted to debate Hillary and Sanders jointly sometime here before California. But Hillary is feeling, being the presumptive nominee, that she doesn't really stand anything to gain. So Trump said, well, you know, if it's just Bernie and I guess we'll go ahead and do it. So they're using all the money that they raise for charity. So at least there's that. I'm hoping it's a legitimate debate, because it would be nice to see two guys who are that different really go at it. And I don't think that Donald has anything to risk by this. I think he just loves the spotlight, and Bernie, if anybody needs it, it would be Bernie. So it should be interesting and entertaining. Pass it on and keep track of that as more details develop, and find out when that's going to be occurring. In the world of DVDs and movies that are already out there available on video, top 10 DVD rentals, as courtesy of the folks over at the Rotten Tomatoes website, rottentomatoes.com. Let's see here. Top 10 films this week here are Concussion with Will Smith, Ride Along 2 with Kevin Hart and Ice Cube, Daddy's Home, maybe one of the worst films of last year. Now, I didn't see Ride Along 2. I did see Ride Along 1, so I'll give that honorary status. The Academy Award-nominated movie Joy, Zoolander 2, The Hateful Eight, maybe the most disappointing movie on the list, because, man, that started out like a house on fire, and then it just came apart. But The Revenant, Deadpool, which – still my favorite movie this far of the year, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1. So I have seen, what do you know about that, 10 movies right there from Rotten Tomatoes. I've seen 9 of the 10. So that's not bad. That tells you right there. at least at some point in the course of this year, I'd seen some movies. It was a stretch there where I wasn't getting out of the house too much and didn't get a chance to see too many films, but 9 of the 10. And yeah, if I was going to recommend one for you this weekend, I would tell you to rent Deadpool, because by now everybody's seen Star Wars. By now, if you're a Hunger Games fan, which I'm not, everybody has probably already seen it. So I'd say probably rent, rent Deadpool, and then maybe to mix things up, rent Concussion. Not a great film, but an important topic, talking about repetitive head trauma in the NFL, and not as good a movie as it could have been, but as it should have been, but better than it could have been. If they'd really missed the mark, it could very easily just have been no more than a lifetime cable movie of the week. Comedy wise, let's take a peek here downtown at the Comedy Works tonight, tomorrow, and actually all the way through the weekend, tonight through Sunday, March the 26th through the 29th. It's Monroe Martin at the Downtown Comedy Works at the Landmark. Her name is Jenny Zagrino, and you can catch her out at the Landmark May 26th through the 29th. Improv favorite Godfrey there for the weekend, tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. And of course, you can catch weekend comedy out there at the Boot. And I never have I must be looking at the wrong website, but I can never find the name for that. But they always have great comedy. I think just the best bet is to look at 970 Comedy through my friends, comedy colleagues here in town, Mallory Wallace, Kyle Pogue, and David Rodriguez. They put together great shows here in Fort Collins every Friday and Saturday. Don't forget, too, that there's open mics available around town, every single week. Mondays at Hody's, Tuesdays at the Boot. It's currently a contest out there. Wednesday is Yum Yums. They do their comedy competition as well. And Thursday at Bondi's. They do showcase nights here in town. You can go out and catch yourself a show at Cosmonom's, Patero's, and Elliot's Martini Bar. So get out there and see one of those shows. And me, not one, but two shows. I'm kind of excited to say two shows at the same time. Excuse me, a little note here. Ricky B's, didn't mean to say it like it was one word, Ricky B's at in Windsor, June 11th. I'll be out there with a handful of friends, Dickie Bill Wagner, Richard Kennedy, and Nate Brown. $10 is the cover. It's a real cool bar. It's a sports bar on one side, and they've got a live music venue on the other side of the restaurant, self-enclosed. So feels like a little comedy club going on there. So it'll be the second Saturday of each month, and then there'll be another show coming up in July, July 9th. I'll have more information about that one as we get closer, but June the 11th, still coming up. And then the first show in Loveland, there's not another show in Loveland if you live here in the area, at a place called The Boar and the Bull. It started out as a delicatessen. It ended up becoming a bar, and now they have live music and live entertainment, and I'm hoping – The one show they have booked there now is for Friday, July the 8th. So I'm guessing that's going to be the second Friday of each month. And the second Friday of each month should be particularly cool, because that's the art walk downtown. So people are already downtown anyway, and get them to turn the corner and walk into the club. Okay. Looking through my notes here, I was debating whether or not to go to a musical break or not here at the bottom of the hour, but it looks like we're moving along pretty well here. Oh, I technically missed one great big log here. Hold on a second. Nope. Actually, we will go directly to the last segment with no break, because I forgot a major chunk. Today in music history, in 1965, the Rolling Stones appeared on the television show Shindig alongside such artists as Jackie DeShannon, Sonny and Cher, and Jimmy Rogers. And in 1937, Lionel Hampton and his band recorded Flying Home. As far as birthdays go, the part that I missed was the news history. I thought that I I should have run out of time putting everything together because it was a late decision to do the show this morning, and that's what I forgot right there. So we'll move on to birthdays. Born on this date, those no longer with us, but his names of historical note. John Wayne was born in 1907. From Gunsmoke, James, good Lord, that's really old. My dad's very favorite show. If my dad were alive, he would be 90-something. Yeah. And he had me when he was 70, so I'm only, you know, I'm only 20. Yeah. 1923, James Arness was born. Jazz trumpeter Mr. Miles Davis was born in 1926. Still want to see Miles Ahead, the biopic that was out there for a while. It was at the Lyric for a while, but it's now moved on. And in 1951, astronaut Sally K. Ride was born back in 1951. Birthdays today, quite a range from one end of the spectrum to the other. Brent Musburger is 77 years old today. Fleetwood Mac's Stevie Nicks is 68. Actress Pam Grier is 67 years old. Hank Williams Jr. is 67 years old. From the television show Miami Vice, Philip Michael Thomas is 67. Seems to be a recurring theme right there. I don't know if you can pick that number in the lotto or not. Jeannie Francis from General Hospital is 54. Bobcat Goldthwait, comedian, author, writer, and man about town, Bobcat Goldthwait is 54. Musician and singer Lenny Kravitz is 52. Helena Bonham Carter, Helen, that's what it is. It's just a really pompous way of saying Helen. Helena Bonham Carter is 50, the former Mrs. Tim Burton. Philip Rhodes from the band The Gin Blossoms is 48. Joseph Fine is 46 years old. Matt Stone, one of the creators of South Park, turns 45 years old today. And Lauryn Hill from The Fugees is 41. So there you go. There wraps up today's birthdays. Thank you for tuning into the show today. It's almost exactly a half hour on the money, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that you guys are here. As I mentioned before, it's going to be a daily show here, staying on through June 7th. That part is definite. And if everything comes into place, as a weekly show will start on June the 12th. Sunday, June 12th, a weekend show. So my name is David Bublitz. This has been the $12 Radio Show, episode number 129. Looking for a song to wrap things up. And I think I found that we've been playing – we started out the show with Booker T and the MGs. Let's go ahead and close out the program with the same thing. This right here but before we go, again, please – nothing big or planned or anything that'll go on and on, but be good to everybody out there. Be good to yourself. It's going to be a beautiful day, so be sure to enjoy it. This is Hip Hugger from Booker T and the MGs. My name is Dave Bublitz. We'll be back with episode number 130 tomorrow on this, the $12 Radio Show.